Tales, Truths and Tirades number 5. Peace in Vrede. If you search for the name Guy Fox, you get more than 4 million hits. Not bad for an obscure Englishman who died so long ago. When I looked at a painting of his face, kindly supplied by Google, I thought that the guy looked familiar. Then it hit me, Jan van Riebeeck, he could have been our Jan's own little brother. It was in the early hours of the 5th of November 1605 that Guy Fox was caught in London, where he was guarding the gunpowder stockpiled beneath the House of Lords. The plotters were planning a big bonfire. I think I've mentioned elsewhere that I grew up in the small Free State town of Vrede. It wasn't always peaceful in Vrede. The reason being that we youngsters were allowed to play with firecrackers and with our homemade gunpowder gadgets as much as we liked and could afford back in the days. Our own contraptions were another story. How will I ever forget that day in the quarry next to the Memel Road when Ian van Rooyen thought our pipe cannon wasn't going to fire? And when it went off just as he was bending down to peep down the barrel. In those days you could buy fireworks from any corner cafe. Bullcrackers, ground spinners, sparklers, repeaters, jumping jacks. I distinctly remember the wide variety of miniature missiles. How we loved to light those bottle rockets and listen to the unique whistling sound they made while flying through the air before exploding against the backdrop of the night sky. Things were different in those days. People and dogs loved fireworks. We only had to keep quiet on Sundays, and even then we could always slip away to the quarry where our parents would not hear us. There was only one day, one single day on the calendar, when you would not dare to even touch a firecracker. Every year, on the 5th of November, it was peaceful in the little town of Vrede. You see, Guy Fox was an Englishman, and we were strictly forbidden to commemorate anything the Khakis did.